Welcome to Wonderland, the podcast where I go down the rabbit hole to research things you may be curious about. My name is Ami, and I'll be your guide on this trip to Wonderland.
Hi there, my Wonderlings. As we prepare for our Halloween episode this year, I'm releasing one episode a day for 13 days. The first 12 episodes are short ghost stories for you to enjoy, and the 13th episode will be the Halloween episode, in which we'll go down a rabbit hole that will make you wonder what things go bump in the night.
I wonder.
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 The story you're about to hear is from Very Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark by D.S. Murphy. You can read this story and many more on urbanepics.com. These are short, easy, spine-tingling tales that are fun to tell around a campfire or in the dark, if you're not too scared. The House on Black Hill. Alex had always been the skeptic in his village, a boy who scoffed at tales of the supernatural and of the unknown. To him, the stories that the villagers whispered around campfires and during cold winter nights were nothing more than ghost stories meant to scare children. The one tale that intrigued him the most was the House on Black Hill. A dark, ominous structure perched up on the hill that overlooked the village, like a vulture waiting for its next meal. The villagers claimed the house was cursed, alive with the tortured souls of those who had dared enter and never return. It was said that the house fed on the fear of the living, consuming anyone foolish enough to step inside. For Alex, the legend was just that, a legend. So when his friends dared him to explore the house, he accepted without hesitation. The thought of proving everyone wrong excited him. He was going to be the one who would return from Black Hill unscathed with a story about how he conquered the fears that had held the village in thrall for generations. As dust settled over the village, casting long shadows across the landscape, Alex made his way up Black Hill. The path was steep and winding, the air growing colder with each step. The house loomed ahead, an imposing silhouette against the darkening sky. Its windows were dark and empty, like lifeless eyes staring down at him. And its walls were covered in creeping ivy that seemed to pulse with the life of its own. When Alex reached the front door, he paused for a moment, taking in the eerie stillness that surrounded the house. The village below was far behind him now, the lights of home barely visible through the trees. He felt a twinge of unease, but quickly pushed it aside. He had come this far, and there was no turning back. He reached out and pushed the door open. It creaked on its rusted hinges, and as soon as he stepped inside, the door slammed shut behind him with a force that rattled the walls. Alex spun around, but the door was now locked, the handle cold and unyielding under his hand. The air inside the house was thick and musty, filled with the scent of rot and decay. The wooden floorboards creaked beneath his feet, and the walls seemed to groan, as if the house were alive and aware of his presence. Undeterred, Alex moved deeper into the house. The interior was dark, the only light coming from the fading twilight that had filtered through the grimy windows. Dust hung in the air, and cobwebs draped the corners like ancient curtains. As he walked, he began to hear strange noises, footsteps echoing down the empty hallways, whispers that seemed to come from the very walls themselves, and the soft scraping sound of something dragging on the floor. The house seemed to shift around him, the layout changing as he moved from room to room. Hallways that should have led back to the entrance instead twisted and turned into unfamiliar corridors. Doors that had been open moments before were now sealed shut, and new doorways appeared where there had been none. It was as if the house were a living, breathing creature trapping him within its labyrinthine interior. As the hours wore on, Alex's confidence began to wane. The whispers grew louder, more insistent, and the house itself seemed to pulse with a malevolent energy. The walls trembled and groaned, the floor beneath him vibrating with a rhythmic thrum that matched his own racing heartbeat. The house was feeding on his fear, drawing strength from his growing sense of dread. Finally, Alex found a staircase leading down to the basement. He hesitated at the top of the stairs, peering into the darkness below. The air that wafted up from the basement was damp and cold, carrying with it the faint stench of decay. He knew that whatever secrets this house held, they were hidden in the depths below. With a deep breath, Alex ascended the staircase. The steps creaked under his weight, and the further down he went, colder the air became. He reached the bottom and found himself in a large, cavernous room. The walls were slick with moisture, and the floor was covered with a thin layer of slimy, black sludge. It was then that he felt it. A cold, slimy tendril brushing against his leg. He looked down in horror to see the floor itself beginning to move, the sludge writhing and coiling like living flesh. Panic surged through him, and he turned to flee, but the floor beneath him split open, revealing a gaping mouth lined with sharp, jagged teeth. The walls around him trembled, and the flesh-like material pulsing with a sickening rhythm. He tried to scream, but the sound was swallowed by the darkness, and the mouth closed around him, dragging him into the depths of the house. The house consumed him, absorbing him into its structure, his body becoming one with the walls and the floors. His screams joined the chorus of screams that echoed through the house, a cacophony of tortured souls forever trapped within its living, breathing confines. The next morning, the house on Black Hill stood silent and still, its windows dark and empty. The villagers, unaware of what had transpired, continued to live in fear of the house, its curse remaining unbroken. And the house waited, its hunger sated for now, but always ready to claim its next victim.
The preceding podcast is solely owned by its host or hosts and is distributed by Big Media LLC. Copyright 2025, all rights reserved.